USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Generally, they're political foes, but shortly, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to be a guest in the Oval Office with Republican President Trump. The two are going to get together to discuss the coronavirus, the president making the announcement yesterday at the coronavirus briefing.
They're getting it together in New York. A lot of good things are happening in New York, and I think the governor's coming to the Oval Office. Andrew is going to be coming in with some of his people, so we look forward to that.
Another Cuomo in the news. The governor's brother, Chris Cuomo, has finally emerged from his basement after a battle with coronavirus. After spending weeks quarantined there in his basement, the CNN host documented the moment in a video on Instagram yesterday, noting that he had been cleared to come out by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Republican governor who's been very critical of the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic has secured a 500,000 test kits from South Korea. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, with the help of his wife, First Lady Yumi Hogan, a Korean immigrant.
We convened countless calls nearly every night. Sometimes it seemed like all night, working through language barriers and a 13-hour time difference.
At last evening's coronavirus update at the White House, President Trump was clearly unimpressed.
He needed to go to South Korea. I think he needed to get a little knowledge would have been helpful.
Some governors are already working to roll back coronavirus restrictions. The states of Georgia, Florida, Minnesota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin will be easing those restrictions effective the 1st of May. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has just said he thinks a deal is at hand for a small business relief package, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is temporarily halting immigration into the U.S. amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The president saying on Twitter that his executive order will protect American jobs. The president previously suspended travel from China and Europe. More than 42,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the respiratory illness. It looks like airlines will be keeping employees during the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Department says agreements have now been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration, agreements that will go through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. That includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United Airlines. South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored, with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. You can always find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.